We're going to talk, we're obviously not Chris Taylor. Great guy, and he's actually leading our initiative. But we're going to talk a little bit about the media and entertainment ISAC. And when Jeff said it's going to take us a couple of years, these are broad, deep, big initiatives that are absolutely necessary. I believe that our industry is as important as retail, as important as finance, as important as healthcare, especially to us and our livelihood of our constituents in our community. We're going to page through this deck. I'm going to get you the clicker, because you can obviously do this. And we'll do this very quickly. It's a little 10-minute overview in terms of what we're doing. Thank you. So, Ben, you want to just start paging through some of this, and I'll pop some questions out. Yep. But this gives you an idea and an overview of what we've been planning now for months, if not years, and what the Trusted Partner Network will be able to leverage in terms of delivering those alerts in a more secure environment rather than broadcast email.
Yeah, so 2018, as we kind of said in our intro discussion, was the phase where we built this brand, this concept, the platform, the joint ventures, the community. So our 2019 focus is heavily information, is cybersecurity, InfoSec services. So we've got the application and cloud platform assessment work that we'll be launching early next year. And the media entertainment ISAC service provides two kind of key, we're going to get into the deck, but I'll just kind of add a really, really high level just as an introduction. Those of us that consume threat data, there's a lot of data out there coming from a number of different sources. Jeff's service that just presented is a fantastic example of the data that is available and that curated data that's out there if you're in a number of different sources. Our intention with the ISAC is to have a layer of curation specifically for our industry vertical. So in its initial, this is Chris's deck, so I'm only vaguely familiar with it. So I'm just going to jump through a few of these. So in our first service is this aggregation and correlation, taking the LA Cyber Lab data and then passing that for relevance to our industry, taking the FBI Cyberhood Watch data and so on and so forth, and there are some examples in this deck. In its initial form, so ours is also a two-year development process that we'll see a little bit broken out in the following slides. In its first form, it'll be email-based, curated information for our community, for our vendor community, and for our constituents on our boards. So it'll probably be, I think we're envisaging this is initially going to be a bi-monthly curated threat feed. But our longer term plan is to start to pass that data against all of the information that we're collating within TPN. So we can provide these targeted advisories to content owners and vendors that run a particular technology that are susceptible to a particular type of social engineering attack. So that when you get these M&E ISAC feeds, it's something that we've determined is likely to be impactful to you. That's one of the issues is there's lots of data out there. It can be hard to determine which of those threats are relevant to you and your business and which technologies and so forth. The second component of that we'll build out is the ability for the community to submit threat data. Again, there's lots of technology level vulnerability and exploit data that's coming in from numerous sources, but the social engineering is a good example. Somebody's calling studios or vendors and trying to get access to employee data or to find out where a particular production is underway. There's a number of examples that have been occurring over the last few years. So being able to submit that into a centralized collaboration center, have it anonymized if you so wish, and then have it distributed in a controlled manner. Nothing over email. It's all going to be through this consolidated platform.
And I think the other key benefit also in terms of working through the TPN platform is it's also dynamic. So you don't necessarily have to broadcast it out. We'll start with an email broadcast, but ultimately, when we talk about targeted, the idea is you shouldn't be buried and inundated with useless information that may be relevant to your business. So the idea is, as the TPN evolves and using the data from those assessments, we can actually send that proper alert to the proper facility, the proper executives on either side of the fence, studios or vendors.
Yeah, the nice thing that the TPN platform affords us is the ability to assign a task, certainly on the vendor, the service provider side. If we've determined that there is a threat that is subject is susceptible to, we can assign it as a task, then it's not, again, it's not getting lost in email. It's something that has the ability to follow up, chase, escalate, prompt, so these things don't just get lost in our collective inboxes.
Should we page through a little bit more of this deck to see what's in here? We're both like looking at this like, all right, what's next? I think I read this a month ago.
So the training and outreach will leverage the Guardians program that we touched on a little bit earlier. So we're building this community. Every service provider, every content, and every information owner will have at least one security advocate. These materials be disseminated out to that community. So the slight difference from Jeff's great presentation is they're creating these materials that are going to be publicly available. Ours is is curated specifically for our industry vertical, specifically for the communities that we're developing through TPN.
And I will say also, he mentioned the 501c3 aspect of the cyber lab and that collaborative. We're using the 501c6 status of CDSA as the house for this to be in. So it is a nonprofit exercise as well.
I broke the clicker.
Uh-oh.
Can somebody click for me?
Oh, there we go.
And again.
Let me see.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Yeah, so this is just a diagram that Chris put together. So Chris, you saw from the cover slide, is going to be the director of this program for us. It's initially funded through the CDSA, but it ultimately will be a member service through TPN, just so everybody understands how that funding model is coming together. So all of these different feeds, this is just a visualization of what I described earlier. All of the different feeds going into this team. They'll aggregate all this data, do some analysis, determine potential impact to our community, and then they have a secure method over time of disseminating that data as it becomes more specific to a particular environment.
Usually, oh, there we go. All right, here we go. Oh, all right, catching up. Fusion Center research training, we covered that. Oh, here we go. Proactive preventative blocking. All right.
Sorry, Chris. Yeah. So this is the vision of very, very similar to the LA cyber lab model in terms of aggregation, the secure platforms for over time for how that data is exchanged from the community into the center, and then ultimately that integration with the TPN platform so that we can when a threat comes in. We can relatively quickly determine, okay, this component level vulnerability affects 25 of the applications that have been vetted through our program, and 250 of our service providers run that particular technology, and we know specifically who the sysadmin is for that environment. We can create this advisory and assign it to that individual through the system.
I think it's also important to understand, this isn't created because there was an absence or a void in our business. It's not as if we're in a bubble and we don't communicate. There's a media ISSF run out of New York. Joel Molinoff, the CISO at CBS, runs that, and a lot of CISOs contribute into that group. It's kind of an informal ISAC. There's also the studio chiefs. They gather. We have Cyberhood Watch. We also have like a Slack channel run by some CISOs in the LA area. But the idea is rather than have disparate communities all talking to each other, how do we continue to reinforce that community there? Because again, we're not going to supplant or replace a lot of these things. They're still going to continue on and do their thing. This will just be a kind of a giant aggregator of that information and a delivery mechanism as we've talked about.
There will certainly be some opportunities for benefits to the content and information owners, but really hopefully the biggest benefit is a lot. If you think we have roughly a sense, we have around 3,500 industry-specific service providers. They are not getting access to any kind of curated, targeted threat feeds. They may have their own individual methods of consuming threat data, but this is a service that doesn't really exist.
Yes. Rising tide floats all boats. So let's talk timeline.
also look.
I'm worried. As you can see, it's a 24-month timeline. Ultimately, we'll have a much more formal presentation at April at NAB. Also compounding and focusing on the work that we've done to get the feed set up, some of the initial intelligence that's distributed to the community through kind of the old system. And of course, hopefully dovetailing in with our app and cloud strategy for TPN, so that as that launches in April and we kind of do the 6-month ramp up to actual full implementation and use, we have a very fully functioning ISAC operating in the background.
It's worth bearing in mind, we've got a well thought out project plan, a concept, we've got the capability with the platform, we've got the capability with the community interest and funding, but this is still something that is open to community input. So through what we're presenting from Chris's materials to you today, through the more in-dive sessions that we'll do at NAB on this topic, to our other work groups and technology committee sessions, this is a concept that is subject to evolution. We would love to get your input on this.
Absolutely. Well, rather than page through this deck and continue to wing it, which I think we did pretty all right, not bad, right?
Yeah,
for a couple hours notice. But ultimately, if you're interested in this, please reach out to myself and or Ben through our TTPN emails, right? Guy.finley@ttpn.org, Ben.stanbury@ttpn.org.
Another quick plug for the ttpn.org website, so thetrustedpartnernetwork.org. There's a ton of information that we're putting up there. There will be information on the ISAC, so if you just want a bookmarked site to kind of keep an eye on the work that we're doing and what we're able to publish online, there's also the ability to subscribe to our bi-monthly Guardi, the Security Advocates newsletter. There's a link on the website for that. But we will continue through our other various opportunities to keep you all appraised, but that's a helpful resource for you as we move forward.
Excellent. And exciting to be working on this, not just with you, but also with our entire CDSA board, all the constituency from the MPA and ACE, and also all the thousands of vendors who are cooperating and taking this voluntary program to heart and saying, all right, how can we help? It's very encouraging these last 6 months in terms of our industry and our community. So kudos to you and kudos to everybody involved. So thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Wonderful.